Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And now, it's the Mike Kelter Show.
It's the Mike Kelter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Our phone numbers are 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. In the studio with us, my friend Ian Beckles, who's the only goddamn person in this room with some common sense. You mean, please explain to these people that I would kill Spanish.
I figure somebody has to take one for the big men. You see what I'm saying? Like, I
really, so he's just doing that to appease you. No, like, I get it.
I really do believe, like, I'm just kind of putting myself in Mike, okay? Right. That's all I'm doing.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Ian would beat Spanish as a boxing man?
I don't. No. Nobody in the country thinks Spanish can beat me in boxing.
Yeah, Galvin just said it.
You think Spanish
laughing.
Can
beat me in boxing?
Yeah.
There's no, in my brain, there's zero chance.
Zero.
Spanish laughing. When
that's,
you said
and
that.
That's fine. And that's and it really doesn't matter what I think or what Spanish think. It really doesn't matter.
Right.
But I'm just telling everybody in my brain, it's at zero.
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 Yeah, now I will tell you, in my brain there is a 1% chance that Spanish gets me in the chin or hits me in some place that makes me go oof for a second. And because he does boxing, he has experience, but I also say it's like 1%.
The thing is, with myself, if I would have to fight Spanish, I would be so ready. I wouldn't be this. And I think right now I could probably, in my mind, I can.
Yes.
Unless I hurt myself. That's a possibility.
Sure.
But
I would mortgage my house if you fought Spanish and bet on you.
I fought Reggie White and John Randall.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not the guy. I'm going to meet him in his corner.
I fought the dirty.
When did you
I
fight
fought
those
the dirty
guys?
Aces.
It was
last
in
week?
The 90s.
I'm sorry. Okay.
In the 90s.
All right. That was a great time. Yeah. I'm so but around 30 years
let
ago.
Let me ask Galvin
is?
A question. Yeah. Galvin, do you think you can beat Spanish in a fight?
In a boxing match? No, I don't think so.
Come on. You're not being serious. Believe that?
I think he's a lot quicker than me. He's trained more, so he's going to get more punches in. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my money's on Spanish on that fight, too.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean,
Galvin's not much. Galvin's not a fighter.
Not like you, right. Studs over here.
Right.
I get what you're doing there.
Galvin's never fought the Dirty Aces in Tottenville or any place else.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, all I know is how I used to fight. That's all. I haven't fought in ages.
Right.
But that's all I remember. So that guy's not losing anytime soon, that guy. It's a long time ago.
Just so you know, all I remember is how I used to kick. And then this last time when you were there and we were kicking, I found out I don't kick like that anymore. I did up until probably, I don't know, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I could totally play in the NFL. And then this last time I kicked, I hadn't kicked for a long time. I went out there and I go, yeah, no.
No.
No. Lost it.
Well, I mean, it happens. Some people lose it. Some people are able to maintain it.
Never
Everybody
had
loses it.
It.
Everybody loses it.
Everybody. I'll give you never had it.
When were you a boxer?
You're like 7-up, never had it, never will.
Now, that being said, I did grow up. I was boxing when I was 20.
Right.
And I was boxing when I was 40. So I boxed a long time.
Yeah.
Like I boxed with my buddy. We did rounds. I did 10 rounds one time.
Okay. I will tell you, I would have to see how you move. I would have to see how you move because I have zero.
You've seen me move.
So, but why would you think I can move? Like, what are you questioning? My athletic movement?
I'm questioning this, Ian. You just got up and went.
No, but that's I agree with you.
Yeah.
If you let me warm up, okay, I promise you nobody does anything athletically more athletic than me in this room. I promise you. I don't care what sport it is. I'm just that's my brain. I mean, there's nothing else I got.
Yeah, I agree. I'm out. I'm not competing against you.
I mean,
I can beat you in a race.
Oh, yeah, honey, you've always been able to beat me in a race. Yeah. No, that's not true. When I was at my fastest, I bet you couldn't. I ran a 4.8.
I'm not very fast. Talking distance.
Oh, distance. My whole life, I was the last guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you run a mile out of 100 people, I'll be last. If you run 10 yards, I'll be first. If you run 40 yards, I'll be in the top.
The middle, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Okay, I got you.
But I also outweigh everybody by 150 pounds.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Mike Oliveira this weekend was like, I don't want to fight Ian. Ian's 275. Do I look 275 to you?
No.
No way.
I don't think Mike Oliveira knows what 275
is. No.
No, he doesn't. Like. He doesn't.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, comfortably.
When I'm 275 on everything, I'm ripped.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not 275, everybody.
I haven't been 275 since my senior year in high school.
I had a competition once at a gym, and I got down to 267. On everything, I had abs.
Wow.
I had abs.
Wow.
For a day.
Yeah, that's great.
One day.
Now, Spanish.
Yes.
Dizzy said that he would... See, we may be coming up with a punch out without a punch out.
Mm.
Dizzy said that he would fight Will on the undercard.
Oh, yeah.
Why does he want to fight Will?
Yeah,
now?
What does Dizzy have against Will?
Oh, he said Will's racist.
No, that was Spike.
No, I think all the black people.
I thought Dizzy wanted to fight Rockwell.
Yeah.
Let me look. I volunteer to beat Will's ass in the undercard. Oh. Well, he said Will.
All right. No, him and Will have beef. I just didn't know whether it was beef.
Will doesn't even work here anymore.
I don't know. Does he? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because I think I have him, right? Don't I? For the...
I think he does a Saturday still.
Saturday.
Oh. Are you thinking of Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, Will. No, Will does. Yeah, we're saying Rockwell.
Oh, sorry.
I can't believe you're calling him Rockwell.
JR.
I always feel like somebody's got a stupid name.
I don't want to dead name him.
Listen to me. Rockwell is the second guy to find a name that he liked and just decided he wanted it. Because what's his face from the Bucks?
Styles?
Styles.
Yeah.
It's like, I no longer want to be Greg.
I kind of like that one, though. I like
Styles?
Yeah, I like it.
It fits him perfectly.
It does.
He's nuts.
Yeah.
And he's got style.
He's stylish.
And it fits him perfectly.
Yeah, he's stylishly nuts.
Right. And in a good way. I mean, nuts in a good
like,
way.
I actually like him.
I don't know him very well. I only know him because we're friends on social media, and I know that I would like him. He's been on the show before, but I know that I would like him.
He gets a little ballistic at times.
But who doesn't love that?
Exactly.
Just like Chidi. Different ballistics, though.
Not different. A lot different.
Have you talked to Chidi?
No. Last couple of times I've been back and forth with Chidi, it's been weird.
Yeah.
Like, I had to literally say to him, hey, bro, like, are we still good?
Yo, really?
Like, I said, bro, like, read your last text. The way you're coming at me, like you.
Why is he coming at you?
I mean, we've always. What I mean, me and Chidi been good,
right?
Like me and Chidi been good. Okay.
Well, why did he change?
He one time he was like, "Hey man, you need to put me on your show because you media people are hiding this, that, and that." And like he wanted me to put him on the show to talk about how the Bucks were given the Super Bowl. So you want me to go on the sister station of the Buccaneers,
right?
And say that the Bucks were given the Super Bowl, that's bad business.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear that?
Yeah, it's like my friends call me and they're like, hey, I got a problem with, I'm making it up, let's just say Bill's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill's Burgers is a huge sponsor. Like, you don't even let me come on and rip Bill's Burgers. I'm like, oh, I don't.
Nope.
Bill's Burgers is doing fine by everybody else. Yeah. Just because you don't like them doesn't mean we're going to ruin our relationship.
Even before I trashed Creative Loafing, which I'm not done with, I asked you first.
Yeah.
You have to ask somebody.
Listen, here's the deal. Creative Loafing is not a sponsor, but they are also a media outlet in this area, so they're subject to criticism.
Yes,
and it's your opinion.
Yeah, and they're pussies.
Listen, the deal that they did with you is a bad deal.
Correct.
But I have, for years, hyped up Best of the Bay, and until last year, I was like, I'm never doing that again. I don't care if I'm voting for anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It's all garbage now. Like, if you can let a show that doesn't have a radio show win best radio show, there's no integrity whatsoever for that thing. Like,
correct.
Now you're just letting people just multi-vote to vote for themselves. And that idiot who won last year who thinks somehow that's going to do something for his career and hurt me, I couldn't care less. Like, I don't want anyone to vote for us. I don't want anyone to vote. I don't care.
This
who
will be
you
the last
for.
Time we even talk about it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Because it's getting hyped up now that it's coming out. And I couldn't care less who wins.
I want to let you know that Carmen said Dizzy is at the station if we want to find out.
Would you mind grabbing him, Carmen?
Oh, yeah. I'll
thank you. Yep.
What the beef is.
Well, people think that the Creative Loafing honor, it's really an honor.
Listen, if you're a restaurant and you get voted best of the Bay and the best bread restaurant or the best Indian restaurant, there are people going to say, oh, this one best of the Bay, we should try this out. No one is looking at it and going, oh, they say this is the best radio show, I should listen to it. I couldn't care less. It is a nice honor, and I say that because back in the day when I was a kid and I lived here and I used to get it and vote for Ron and Ron, and I was all excited that they were going to win, and Hawk Harrison, my favorite radio personality or whatever. You know, I'm just saying, like, that was fun. So now to be in that position one day where I get voted for it, it was nice, but it does nothing for me. I mean, I was nominated for a Marconi Award. You know what that did for me? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's twice. Everybody tells me.
Nominated, I think, is something.
Who cares? Yeah. It's all garbage. Yeah. Everybody says, Marconi nominee. Oh, what does that mean? I don't know. Somebody put him down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a prestigious thing. It's one of those things where the radio company can go, we have 7 Marconi winners working for us.
Sure, yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me.
It doesn't equate to money.
It doesn't equate to money. It doesn't equate to success. It doesn't equate. It's like one of those things where you've been around long enough, you finally made the list.
Well, I mean, I was at Dignitary Cafe, and back in the day when Hoppy was still allowed to be there, and he was telling somebody about winning one of these Best of the Bay Awards.
Yeah, he still
and is. Somebody goes, did you know that Hoppy won a Best of the Bay for his podcast? And I go, ask him how many people listen.
Yeah.
And he goes, yes, 300 people an episode. I go, I get 30,000.
Yeah.
They go, and he won? And I go, yeah, that's the one. I mean,
but people don't understand why he won. Because we made him win.
I know that.
I know you know it, but he doesn't understand
that.
No,
he doesn't. He doesn't understand a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
The fact that you can vote more than once.
Right.
And you can vote from other emails and create dummy emails.
The kid who won openly admits that they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they think it's like some sort of movement that they're going to do, that you're going to win and become...
And it's like voting...
It's been a year, he has no radio show.
Right, voting for yourself does not make you a winner. If you can vote for yourself, I don't think that's a competition.
Or
it's a popularity.
You should, even in the presidential election, you get to vote for yourself one time. One time is a fair... You're going to vote for yourself. You think you're the best, vote for yourself. But the fact that you rig it does not make... And how are you proud of that?
Joe might mess up.
Who?
Joe. In bed, voting this when the voting comes, mess up.
Joe True. Biden.
There's two choices.
True, he could go in there and pull the other one.
Whoops. Excuse me, can you help
I thought
me
you
this?
Meant our
can
Joe, who could also mess up.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. That Joe does not mess up.
Thank you.
That is
Thank
a flawless corner, my friend.
I think you're Mike Calvo. Yes.
We have Dizzy joining us.
Dizzy?
Yo.
How you doing, pal?
Doing all right. How y'all doing today, man?
I was telling them that you had volunteered to be on the undercard of the Cal to Spanish fight.
Oh, 100%.
Now, you want to fight Race's Will, too?
Is that what we're calling him?
That's what Spike called him.
Yeah, Race's Will with the glasses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is he racist? Like, what?
But why?
Well, I didn't call him racist. For the
why do you want to fight him?
I don't like just the way he acts around me. And has been kind of two-faced to me.
Oh.
And then when the whole thing with Johnny B, when Johnny B was like, hey, can I come on your podcast? And I had him on. And then Will talked trash about me for bringing him on.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, and he had nothing against Johnny to say on air. Then he, like, deleted me from all social. I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to be a bitch, then let's act how we really feel then. I don't like you now, and I'll slap you in any fighting competition because I think you're a punk.
He's 3'4". And I love his excitement.
Yeah, I'll knock the taste out of that guy's mouth. I don't care.
My money's on Dizzy. I'm telling you right now.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, that makes more sense now. For the record, can I say this? I have no ill will towards Spanish.
Oh,
I will punch him as if he offended my family, but I have not no bad feelings.
By the way, that is Will's new boxing nickname is Ill Will.
I love Spanish like a brother.
Yeah.
But if I'm standing in the other corner, that will go away.
Yes.
That will go away.
Yeah. You and know
I,
what you're
I will hug
into?
Him at the end.
Yeah. At the end, it's all over. Him. Even if he knocked me out for some reason, I still wouldn't hold that
against
him.
No, let's not even think of that scenario.
You know, just
because I'm going straight to the skyway.
Yeah.
Straight to the skyway.
No, I think that I'd go. Ooh, I was wrong. All right, so Dizzy.
Yes, sir.
The night of the McGregor fight, me and Spanish will be the headliner. You and
Tyson Paul.
What did I say?
McGregor.
No, not McGregor. Tyson and Jake Paul. I will be the undercard main event, and then you will be the preliminary fight.
Oh, please, please make that a thing. Please.
Yeah?
I'll put on a show. I'll put on a show for you.
Oh, I'd love to see this.
I'll light his ass up like a Christmas tree.
Do we
you
have
and Spanish would be the main event.
Me and Spanish would be the main event. Yeah. They'd be the preliminary fight.
You said it weird.
No, I said they were
weird. You absolutely said it wrong.
Yeah. All right.
I have a conundrum.
Uh-oh.
I picked you, but I'm always in Spanish's corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's an issue.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, you can't play in Spanish's corner if you're picking Mike.
That's what I'm saying, though, so...
If you want to be embarrassed, you can be in his corner. I mean, I understand. No, again, like you said, no hard feelings.
No.
But again, I'm surprised you went with Mike. No offense, Mike, but I think you're not landing as many punches as Spanish.
You're insane. You're insane to think that. I don't know what it is. Is it just because I'm fat? You think I'm slow and I can't throw a pie? I mean, I'm being honest.
I'm being honest. I've never seen you throw a punch. I assumed they come slower than most people.
Okay,
yes.
so here's the deal. I will tell you this, is that I did do a lot of in-the-ring boxing with Galvin back in the day where we used to just mess around.
Yeah.
But then that got me to, whenever I went and worked out with a trainer, 40% of what we would do every weekend was just boxing, was heavy bag work, was mitt work.
What year was this?
Just boxing. This is last year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, even actually it was early as this year.
But didn't you just say you fought with Galvin and Galvin went with Spanish? So Galvin seen what you can do and he went with Spanish.
Yes, which blows my mind.
Okay.
Because I think he thinks that Spanish is going to pop, 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 tap me and get some taps in, but I'm going to knock his head off.
Also, that was 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Last year was 16 years ago.
When Mike and I did the boxing, that was 16 years
right.
ago. Have you gotten faster?
I've done much more boxing since
40%
then.
More.
Yeah, I've done much more boxing.
You're saying you think you're faster?
When you and I went and worked out in the gym and we did boxing, we would just get in there and start throwing punches at each other. When for the past couple of years, when I worked out, I was doing heavy bag work. I was doing mitt work for a long time. For like the last, couple of years. Now, granted, this year has been a slow start to this year, but it wasn't like I haven't. I mean, when's the last time Spanish had a fight?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He goes to the gym.
In the ring?
Yeah.
Well, was it the punch that was the last time I fought?
Okay. So how long ago was that?
A couple of years.
But when was the last time you worked out, like boxed working out?
Last week.
Okay.
Well, you guys are acting getting ready. Like, I've seen the punch out fights, okay? And other than Martin and Spanish, most of them don't look like boxing.
Right.
Thanks,
they're
Ian.
But seriously, it's roughhousing, okay? So, like, if say me and Spanish are fighting, very little of it's going to look like actual boxing. Most of it's going to look like roughhousing, okay?
So, and that's when the referee stops.
Well, once again, if me and Spanish are roughhousing, which is going to happen, then Spanish has to out-roughhouse me. That means he has to be in better shape than me.
And
outwork me. You see what I'm saying? So,
no, I get it. You're going to put your weight on him and do that. But
I can understand with Mike and Spanish. Spanish thinks he can out-endurance him. I don't think Spanish can out-endurance me. I mean, I work out with Spanish. He doesn't out-endurance me.
He's not coming here.
That's what I'm saying.
Angle.
Stick your arm out, Spanish. Stick your arm out. Like, stick your arm out, Mike. See much more. Oh boy!
Yeah, you leaned in and did that.
Yeah.
But now get in there, and now how is Mike going to hit him? You know what I mean? Like Spanish can get.
And
low
I'm going to say this,
in,
Mike. I have substantial reach on you.
Yes,
for sure. So reach is a big thing in boxing now. It's a big thing. But nobody sits there and jabs in celebrity boxing.
I mean, if we're going to talk about like real things in boxing, I would also never be fighting Mike in an actual real boxing match.
Exactly.
So
here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the main thing that I have going for me, because Spanish can fight. Mm-hmm. He can throw punches. He can fight. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't wipe me out right away, he can get close to me and throw 10 punches without me even flinching. Granted, he hits me in the face once. Mm-hmm. He's going to clip my nose or something. He can get me good. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, he can come in and throw those punches. And if he doesn't stop me with that, he's dead now.
Yeah.
But I mean, like endurance, agility, like just getting away from you.
Carmen, the simple adrenaline from being in the ring doing that and getting hit.
That tires you out.
Carmen, have you seen the Mike Calta guy got hit response?
Are you winded right now from standing up?
<Maybe. laughs>
You sound a little like...
Oh, I'm not winded.
Sound a little bit like it. Sound a little bit like it.
I'm fine.
Well, I heard everybody saying that Martin Gramatica is a professional athlete, and he is a professional athlete.
Yeah.
But he's a kicker. Okay, so when I walk up in the middle of that ring with Spanish, remember how Martin walked up? I was in the corner. I was like, oh, boy. Like, yeah. Martin dwarfed him. When I walk up in the middle of the ring, people are going to go stop the fight.
I so
could,
you know,
eat him. I could grab him and shove him in my mouth. And come on.
Just so you know, you'll be disqualified if you do that. Well,
allegedly.
Nobody's saying you and Mike aren't bigger than Spanish.
Yeah. No.
We're saying that he will beat you in boxing.
I'm going to tell everybody right now, I'm going across the ring and ending it quick.
How are we done already?
Yeah?
By the way, I love Spanish. I don't want anybody to think that I want to beat up Spanish. I wouldn't even fight him.
Sounds like
same.
It.
And also, I think if I got in a ring with Spanish and he knocked me out, I would get up and go, damn, I was wrong.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But if anybody in the station or anybody around said they're going to beat, this is just my reaction. Like, I don't like people saying they're going to, like,
I don't think Mike would handle the loss well.
No, he wouldn't.
No. He still gets upset about the Wii tennis.
Oh, yeah. So confident. Yeah. So confident. Nobody's ever beat me. That was, 3 games to none.
Listen to me. It was wrong. It was a faulty system.
Wait, it was just yours, though?
Yes.
It was just yours?
Left controller.
Oh. Okay.
And I had a green shirt on.
Yeah.
That was great. I've never seen you wear a green shirt any other day in the 15 years I've known you.
You know about that? I wore a green shirt, and it turned out we were working in front of a green screen that day.
So it was just a floating head. Floating head getting beaten Wii at tennis.
That's why I lost. I didn't have my whole body. Yeah.
You should wear that green shirt and fight him in front of a green screen and see whether he can hit you.
I will readily admit this is the dumbest show on earth. I don't know how people listen to it. Check us out on Instagram at the Mike Calta Show. Check out the Dignitary Cafe, which is on West Shore and Gandy.
Oh, a guy who stopped by. I was over at Game Day Men's Health the other day, and he said he was going over. He goes, I love that. I love that place.
There you go.
He said you're a super nice guy, and he loves the atmosphere in there and everything.
I try.
Not a fan. Tomorrow, we'll find out why Dom needs an office.
Oh. I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
Can he come to your house?
Nope. That's yours to deal with. Hope he looks you right in the face while he's yelling at me.
Yeah. He's going to try and talk to me before about it.
Oh, he's going
to
take your key.
And be like, what is this you hear about? I don't want to. Let him come to your house, please.
So, main event, you versus Spanish. Undercard, Ill Will against Dizzy, and then under that is Dom versus the office door.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gotta get through it.
My money's on the office door. Have a great day. We will see you guys tomorrow morning. The after show with Dizzy is happening right now. Goodbye.
I'm hungry. Yeah.
I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool.
Need to stock up on any weather wardrobe staples? Check out American Giant for hoodies, jackets, sweats, and more pieces you can wear anywhere, all made right here in the USA. Go to American-Giant.com and use code ANYSTYLE24 for 20% off your order.